Powered through the Alaska Airlines Studios.
This is Bump and Stacy
on Seattle Sports.
Streaming through the Seattle Sports app.
Now, here are your hosts, Michael Bumpus and Stacy Ross.
Here we go now.
Last hour on this short Friday show, I'm Michael Bumpus with Curtis Rogers filling in for Stacy Ross. And right now we are joined by Robert Turbin on the Emerald Queen Casino Sportsbook Hotline. Turbo, what up?
What it do, man? What's up with y'all, Bump, Curtis?
You doing some things, man. NFL Network saw you in the green suit up there.
Wow.
You know, I was trying to rep my Oakland A's, you know what I'm saying, since they're going to be moving soon. You know, I was just, you know what I mean, I was trying to represent, you know, but nah, it's been a cool journey, a huge blessing, great opportunity. I grew up, I don't know if you remember this, Bump, Kurt, but I obviously grew up watching NFL Network, so, you know, it was almost like a dream come true, similarly to, like, you know, making it to the NFL and playing. I remember my favorite show, like, I was watching NFL Network back when it, like, first came out. Rich Eisen just became the host. And one of my favorite shows was called In Their Own Words. And it was basically, like, like a docuseries. Remember that? And it was, like, a day in the life of, you know, they had, like, Chad Ochocinco. I think they did T.O. But it was, like, a day in the life of them waking up in the morning during training camp and, like, what their daily process was like and going to practice and some of the interaction with coach and, you know, because they'd be mic'd up. And it was just all part of it, played into the, you know, the inspiration of, you know, the dream of being in the NFL. So then being on that side of it, the television side of it, was pretty cool as well, man. But I appreciate you guys watching and supporting like always.
Hey, you know, we got you, man. I seen the green suit and the arms busting out. I go, that got to be Turbo.
I'm in the gym right now. You mentioned that, man.
There we go. Stay ready.
Well,
let's talk.
I was playing basketball. Oh, go ahead. My bad. You know, I'm a big storyteller, but you know, do your thing.
No, go ahead. What was you doing? You're playing basketball. What happened? You're playing basketball?
Yeah, man. Nah, one of the young dudes, he kind of crossed me up a little bit. Everybody on the sideline talking about some, you know. So I had to, I'm like, nah, man, I got to. You know what I'm learning, Bump, as I get older, man? There's a difference between fitness and athleticism, okay?
Yeah.
And you can be fit, but that don't mean you're going to keep the athleticism like that, man. And I'm trying to get it through my brain, but it's not correlating yet.
Yeah, hey. You got time. I'm about to touch 40. So
this is harsh realities. Father Time is undefeated.
Man, I'm telling you.
All right, so now let's get you some ball, man. Since we're caught back up, you know, it's been a while since I talked to my dude. There's been some moves for the Seahawks, man. For me, priority number one during this offseason was to lock down Leonard Williams. What did you feel was priority number one for these guys, and how do you feel they've done so far this offseason?
No, I felt the same way. Priority number one was definitely bringing back Leonard Williams just so that he could, you know, really have that opportunity to be a part of the organization, you know, from the start of the offseason, you know, all the way through OTAs, training camp, things of that nature, especially now that you're bringing in the new system, new coaches, you know, obviously, so he can hit the ground running. Defensive line is, you know, the biggest piece as far as, hey, you have – Super Bowl championship aspirations, man, that defensive line has certainly got to be right. You see what the Chiefs did. First thing they did was, hey, last year we went back and forth with Chris Jones. We're not playing no games this year. This year we're going to make sure we lock him up and make sure he's a Kansas City Chief long term, because they know how huge and impactful that position is as pertains to, you know, trying to win championships. And so that was priority number one. You know, I think for the Seahawks, and I think, you know, even secondly, sticking with that interior line of scrimmage on the offensive side of the ball to certainly be somewhat of the next priority for them. But overall, I think they've done a good job sort of rebuilding or replanting, so to speak, their defense.
Turbo, some of the recent conversations with the Seahawks have involved maybe the possibility of bringing Jamal Adams back. We heard John Schneider yesterday not necessarily shoot down that possibility. Would you feel about bringing Jamal Adams back on a 1-year prove-it deal?
Yeah, I don't see why not. You know, he's still a guy that has had some success in the league. He's just had bad luck, you know, over the course of the last few years of the career of his career. But it's not an indication of the type of player he is. I think that it still leaves everybody somewhat curious of what he can or cannot do, just because he hasn't necessarily been on the field on a consistent basis in order to do it. And now you bring in, again, you have a new defensive staff, a new defensive coach who potentially may be able to utilize him a little bit differently than Coach Carroll did, and maybe highlight more of his strengths. But he's been a playmaker over the course of the majority of his career. And even if he still has a little bit of that in him, maybe if it's just a third down kind of thing, any time you can bring in a player that can have even a little bit of an impact, you certainly at least want to consider it.
Turbo, I was hoping that the Hawks would enter this draft and lock in on a quarterback, whether it be early or late. I just thought it'd be refreshing just to bring in a new arm. They do bring in a new arm, but they end up going to the Washington Commanders and cutting a deal to get Sam Howell into this this situation. What are your thoughts on the quarterback room as it stands? And do you think there's still a chance that the quarterbacks draft a quarterback late in this draft?
Yeah, I do think that there's a chance that the Seattle Seahawks still draft a quarterback in the mid to late rounds. You know, Geno is a guy that's obviously proven himself. He's a starter. Sam has, been a starter, but has had some inconsistencies, you know, over his short career. But he's a really, really young player. And, you know, despite that, you know, he still has more starts than some of the older young players in our league as well. I say older because they're older than he is, but still, you know, only, you know, 2 or 3 years in the league. And so, you know, there's still some development to be had, you know, with Sam Howell. And so you like him coming in as a backup because he can develop, but he's also, you know, he also has starting experience. So he's experienced as well. So it's not like he's wet behind the ears. But then you bring in a rookie who can also sort of fit into that development aspect as well. So I do think that there's room to draft a rookie in the mid to late rounds, but I like having Sam Howell, who is also young but experienced, just in case something happens with Geno.
Turbo, the Seahawks are going to have another different starting center next season because Evan Brown signed with the Cardinals. We've seen Austin Blythe in recent years, and now Nick Harris signs from the Cleveland Browns. When you were playing with the Seahawks, you had Max Unger snapping the ball to Russell Wilson, and there was never a doubt as to who the center was going to be when he was there, and then Justin Britt a little bit later too. So from a running back standpoint, just kind of, do the Seahawks really need to find that center that they can just plug and play for the next few years, or is this just going to be kind of them throwing something at the wall every single year in hopes that it sticks? Because I got to say, as somebody that watches the Seahawks team, I would love for them to kind of find that guy that they don't have to worry about anymore.
Yeah, you know, I think that I agree with you there. It's difficult to throw guys in and out, you know, every year because you don't have an opportunity to build any continuity. And so it's great because, you know, the Seahawks have these two, you know, really good young tackles, and they're likely going to be together for quite a while. You'd like to be able to say the same thing about the interior part of the offensive line as well, especially, you know, at center, who can sort of quarterback the quarterback at times. You know, he can quarterback that offensive line. And then there's just this, this communication that happens between not only the quarterback and the center, but the running back as it pertains to pass protection. You just get used to each other. You know where you're going to go. You know who the mic is going to be. And you can even, you know, be able to make adjustments and make plays without even having that verbal communication, and sometimes even without certain signals. So, you know, you like to get a guy that you can get in there that can be the guy, you know, for the future, you know. And so hopefully the Seahawks can find something like that in the draft. There are a few pretty good centers in this draft, and You got the kid out of Oregon, the kid out of Wisconsin, and some others. And so, you know, hopefully, man, if they're there on the board early enough for Seattle, they can grab one of those guys and solidify that position for the future.
Terrell, I'm going to step outside of Seattle a little bit, man. The biggest free agent out there, at least to start this whole deal, was Justin Fields. And yeah, the Bears were looking for a second-round pick, and then things start to happen. Kirk Cousins moves. Russell Wilson does his thing. Now they're like, we'll take whatever we can get at this point. Let's just get him out of here. Ends up going to the Steelers. What's your whole take on the Justin Fields situation and then specifically that quarterback situation with the Steelers?
Well, it really surprised me that it took as long as it did for Justin Fields to be moved. Perhaps it had less to do with Justin Fields and more so to do with what the Bears are getting in return. But then you find out that the Bears actually took a little bit less to send him to the Steelers as opposed to, you know, what another team was offering. And maybe that was out of respect for Justin Fields. Don't really know the entire details about that, but it is a good situation for Justin just because, you know, obviously they bring in Russell and, you know, you have an opportunity to, you know, play behind a guy who's experienced. Can teach Justin a lot of things, especially like how to be a leader. I've spoken to coaches in Chicago about Justin Fields. And, you know, one of the things that they told me about him was like, man, you know, when he's on at practice, it looks really good. But when he's off, it's really bad. Like he's really off. There's no in between. There's no gray area. And then, he's still learning how to be a leader, still learning how to be vocal, still learning, you know, how to galvanize other grown adults. Who are stars and have endorsements and have families and things of that nature. And Russ has done that really since day one. You know, that's almost how he won, or it's part of the reason how he won the job as a rookie, was just that instant, you know, leadership and motivation and, you know, encouragement and talking to the offense and in the huddle and things of that nature. And so those are some significant things that Justin Fields can learn from Russ. And because of his athleticism and skill set, It wouldn't surprise me if the Steelers had packages for him. Wouldn't surprise me if, hey, you know, if there's some underperforming going on, like he overtakes, you know, that starting role. But it's also good for the Steelers, too, because you got two guys who are really talented, essentially on one-year deals. And so you're able to navigate then how you want to approach that position from the future.
How do you think?
For the future.
Turbo, how do you think Russ and Mike Tomlin are going to gel together?
I think it'd be great. I think it would be great. Two guys, both from Virginia. And I think that it's good for Russ because, and Bump, you know this, Russ is in a place with a head coach and an offensive coordinator who they wanted him. This is a team that actually wants them. And when you go somewhere where you're actually wanted and nurtured, it can help your performance a lot. Like he went to the Broncos and maybe Patton wanted him, but it was clear that Hackett didn't want him. And that's the coach, you know? And so it's like, it's hard to be successful when you're coaching somebody, but then he's talking trash about you behind your back, essentially about how he doesn't really want you on the team. Same thing happened with Sean Payton. You're not going to get that from Mike Tomlin because Mike Tomlin, different from Hackett, different from Sean Payton, is going to be much more professional and he's going to be much more upfront. He's going to be able to hold Russ accountable to what he wants, which is to be great. You want to be great? Okay. Then that's the standard I'm going to hold you to every single day, and I'm going to help you get there. We've seen Mike Tomlin talk on different podcasts and things like that. He really values the intention of coaching. He feels like a lot of player development, a lot of player success and failures are due to the way you're coached and how you're coached. And guys who shy away from that because of a system or something of that nature, he feels, and he said this, okay, on The Pivot, which is the podcast hosted by Ryan Clark, he feels that those are not necessarily good or quote-unquote great coaches. And so from that perspective, I think Russ and Mike Tomlin will really gel wonderfully together, and I feel the same way about Justin Fields.
I'm with you 100%. He is Robert Turbin, NFL analyst. Swole City basketball player, whatever you need, Turbo got you, man.
All
Turbo.
Around good guy.
All around good guy. Turbo, man. Miss you, bro. Appreciate you. Let's talk soon.
Peace.
See you, Turbo.
Opening day is right around the corner, and we want to send one of you and three friends to the game. All you need to do is open the Seattle Sports app and click the Win tab to find out how. If you don't already have the app, simply text APP to 866-979-3776, and we'll send you a link to download it right now. Don't miss out on your chance to join the fun at opening day. The contest runs through Sunday, March 24th.
Extra, extra, read all about it.
Headline rewrites.
We must make headlines.
The real story behind the headlines in today's news with Bump and Stacey.
Unfortunately, the Cougs fought off Drake last night to win 66-61. They'll face number 2 seed Iowa State on Saturday. What's the real headline?
Real headline, win or lose, Cougs still booze. Survive in advance, Cougs still dance.
Bars.
There we go.
Bars, all facts. Those are all facts. No lies told right there. I was excited, man. I was sweating for a little bit. There was a time, what'd you say the score was? 7 minutes left?
54-46, Drake was up 8. That was the biggest lead either team had in that game.
Yeah, I was a little nervous. And Big 51. All right, Big 51, you need to go to a pro day or something for Drake. Now, I was a big boy, man. He looked like a defensive end. But this is all I wanted for the Cougs, right, is get into the tournament, win a game, and see what happens. They got Ohio State coming up next. That is going to be tough. I think we've already met expectations. Exceeding would be great, but it's going to be tough.
Yeah, it was a grimy one last night for the Cougs, but that's where they make their hay. They love to slow the pace down. They love to win those grinded-out games. That's exactly what they did. They were able to withstand some body blows from Drake, and now they move on to face Iowa State, like you said, on Saturday. How about the games from Isaac Jones and Jalen Wells? Both nearly had double-doubles. Isaac Jones finished with 20 and 11. He got a double-double. Jalen Wells had 17 and 9. And then, Bump, something that is very beneficial for the Cougs and Oregon State going forward. The Pac-12 now 4-0 to start the NCAA tournament. Those wins equal dollars. Those wins equal, I think, about $2 million in NCAA tournament units.
Ooh-wee.
That come to Wazoo and Oregon State at a future date. So the more success that Arizona has, Oregon has, Colorado has, and the Cougs have, that's going to be a nice payday for the Cougs as they enter this land of unknown.
Residual income.
Maybe it means Kyle Smith sticks around.
Come on now. Make it work.
Headline rewrites.
Number 3 Kentucky was handed the biggest upset of day one, losing to number 14 seed Oakland. What's the real headline?
Real headline is John Calipari about to be handed his walking papers.
Now he could, but break down the contract situation. It's a lot of money if they're trying to get him up out of there.
So he signed a lifetime deal with Kentucky back in 2019. But there are outs in it, obviously. And if they choose to move on from him, he is owed 75% of what's remaining on his contract, which I believe is like $33 million, which is a huge buyout, obviously, for anybody, especially a college basketball team. We talked about Kyle Smith's buyout at Wazoo. If another team tries to get him, it's $750,000. And then it's $500,000 after the tournament. John Calipari would be owed $33 million if Kentucky decides to move on. Now, that is a crazy amount of money, but it's the SEC. Schools can pay that. Mm-hmm. We saw Texas A&M tell Jimbo Fisher to beat it, and they're paying him like $75 million to get lost.
Gracious.
So, I mean, Calipari may be the one NCAA basketball coach that has done the least with the most. We were talking about the guys that he has put in the league over the last few years. Bam Adebayo, Devin Booker, Karl Anthony Towns, Shai Gilgeous-Alexander, obviously Anthony Davis winning the national championship. But that national championship that Anthony Davis won, that's the only one that Calipari has on his resume.
Yeah, it's you see the talent that Kentucky gets, and you see what happens in the tournament. Something ain't right. There's something going on with Calipari's process into getting these guys ready for good competition and just the spotlight in general. I remember watching Kentucky basketball at one point and thinking, they're going to win every single game. I don't have to check in with them. I don't need to keep tabs on them. I'll just look for them in the Elite Eight in the Final Four, and they'll be good to go. Things are changing, but also it's nice to see a team from Oakland, not Oakland, California.
Oakland, Detroit. Detroit.
Oakland, Detroit, go out there and knock these dudes down, man. This is why I love the NCAA tournament. You get games like this. Unfortunate for Kentucky with all the history, but great to see Oakland take down the big dog.
The Cougs in Kentucky have the same amount of NCAA tournament wins since 2019.
Oh, hey, we're a prestigious program, if you didn't know, Curtis. Very prestigious.
Headline rewrites.
The Kraken lost 3-1 to the Golden Knights last night, extending their winningless streak to 6 games. What's the real headline?
Real headline, remember that vacation Oliver Bjorkstrand had to reschedule? I think he can. Yeah. I think you can find some dates for that.
You good? You good? Go ahead and set your calendar up. Sit down with your wife. Do you do this, Curtis? You sit down, pull out your phones,
the calendar.
Get the calendars all synced up.
We have a wall calendar and our phone calendars that we are putting stuff down on. And usually on the weekend, we will be like, all right, so what do you have coming up? Like, I got to go to the dentist on this day. We got to take the girls to their doctor's appointment this day, what have you. Yeah, I think Oliver Bjorkstrand and his wife, and I think he's got a daughter. I think they can book that San Diego vacation they missed out on. 0.5% odds of making the playoffs right now.
Man, so unfortunate. Had a great year last year. It was magical, but you can't rely on magic. Magic ain't real, Curtis. You need personnel. You need coaching. You need guys ready to go. I can only imagine what it's like in this locker room right now. You know that you're not making the playoffs. Guys are fighting for their jobs, fighting for contracts. I think it feels like Hakstol is going to be okay in this whole situation. I don't think he's on the hot seat. He might be warming up a little bit. But as a coach, you take responsibility and you feel some type of way about this season.
I think next year there's going to be real expectations and real pressure if they don't win. I know Hakstol signed that contract extension following the end of last year. I don't know. They didn't give any details, I think, on how long it was. So it may have been like a 1 or 2 year extension. But yeah, if the Kraken have another season like this next year, I think it's very fair to consider the future of Dave Hakstol. And I don't know if Ron Francis kind of falls in that wake either. I mean, he's the guy that put this team together. But I don't think they can go another offseason just kind of sitting on the sidelines and not making anything happen. I get that they kind of fall in line with what the like Mariners want to do, with sort of draft and develop their own guys. And free agency is something where they don't really want to dabble a ton in, but like offseason, you can make as many trades as you want.
Yeah.
Like you've got all these draft picks that you've acquired over the last couple of years. And that's another thing too. Like we haven't really seen a ton of these draft picks come up to the Kraken over the last couple of years and become huge contributors yet.
Still waiting on Shane Wright.
Yeah, we are waiting on
him. Come on, Shane, get her down, baby. Opening day is right around the corner, and we want to send one of you and three friends to the game. All you need to do is open the Seattle Sports app and click the Win tab to find out how. If you don't already have the app, simply text APP to 866-979-3776, and we'll send you a link to download right now. Don't miss out on your chance to join the fun at opening day. The contest runs through Sunday, March 24th. You are listening to The Bump and Stacey Show. When we return, we will get to NFL headlines. That's next.
You're free now. Free to stream beyond your wildest dreams. Free to be everything you imagine, and then some. That's how it feels to have Quantum Fiber. Your world unleashed. Learn more at quantumfiber.com. Limited availability. Service in select locations only.
The Mariners Kids Club is 100% free and a great way to get your kids excited for a lifetime of Mariners baseball. Sign up online and your youngster will receive a Kids Club hat, access to early gate opportunities, discounts, and more. Go to mariners.com/kidsclub to join.
What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage? Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Bumpin' Stacy.
Powered through the Alaska Airlines Studios.
On Seattle Sports.
Here are your hosts, Michael Bumpus and Stacy Ross.
Curtis Rogers in for Stacy Ross. This is the Bump and Stacy Show. Let's get into NFL headlines. Former Jet and now Philadelphia Eagle pass rusher Bryce Huff revealed the Seahawks were among the teams pursuing him in free agency.
Well, I mean, the Jets, of course. The Giants on the table. Commanders on the table. Vikings, Seahawks, like, there's a good bit of teams.
These are the things I love. I love just a little snippet like this because we didn't know. We don't know right. what moves are being made behind the scenes, and we sit here and speculate and say, oh, I wish they would do this and do that. So when you hear guys like Bryce Huff were on the Seahawks radar, that tells you that these guys ain't playing. They're going out there. They're trying to acquire talent, but it has to be for the right price, has to be in the right situation. I love to hear it.
Yeah, Huff last season had 10 sacks for the Jets as a 3-4 outside linebacker. The most sacks he has had in his career, in fact, in his three seasons prior to that, only had 7.5 combined. So a breakout season for him in year four with the Jets, signs with the Eagles. Would have been nice to have for sure here in Seattle. You can never have enough pass rushers, but Seahawks obviously not being able to land him. I don't think that's going to wreck or ruin anything, but sure would be nice to have more guys. He's only 25 years old, soon to be 26. Bryce Huff, not a Seahawk now with the Philadelphia Eagles.
No, it's all good. Uchenna's going to be healthy this year. Boye Mafe, Daryl Taylor, Derek Hall. There are some guys there, and I like that there's room for these young guys to grow, but most important, Uchenna's coming back. I cannot wait to see him healthy in this Mike McDonald defense. Odell Beckham Jr. visited with the Dolphins today, and the Miami Herald Barry Jackson reports the meeting has gone well. Odell Beckham is that journeyman now. You're not going to get a 1,000-yard season out of him.
Weird to see, yeah.
Yeah, because his career started off so great, but once those knee injuries happen, then you know what happens after that. But you're not going to get 1,000 yards out of him, but you are going to get some production. The speed might not be the same, the routes might not be the same, but the hands remain. If he can just become a possession receiver for the Dolphins. Again, I look at that offense and I go, you can do whatever you want to do. It's about winning when it's time to get her done, though. That's been kind of the Achilles heel for the Dolphins.
Yeah. Odell Beckham started his career off with three straight 1,300-yard seasons, three straight double-digit touchdown seasons, was on a Hall of Fame trajectory.
Yep.
And then, like you said, Bump, the injury started to catch up to him, which is a bummer to see. I do like that he's shaken that narrative of like a guy that you can't win with, because the Rams won a Super Bowl with him. And then the Ravens got all the way to the AFC Championship game this last season. Mm-hmm. Like, I've always thought he is a very talented player. When the Browns released him that one season, I was banging the table so hard for the Seahawks to sign Odell Beckham, mm-hmm. because it felt like he could have been somebody that could have contributed here. With DK and Tyler. Never happened. He goes to the division rival Rams, then win the Super Bowl. I think he's a good veteran piece to have in your wide receiver room. I think he is going to have one of those kind of what-if careers. Like, what if he was able mm-hmm. to stay healthy? Like, where would his career have gone? Because we're probably not going to see somebody start off their career as hot as he was for those first three seasons.
One of the greatest catches ever made his rookie year. Goodness gracious. Mac Jones addresses trade to the Jaguars for the first time. He goes, look, We kind of just decided the mutual parting of ways was the best decision for us. The 25-year-old told Doug Keita of the Boston Herald, for me, it's just about moving on and getting back home, and I couldn't be more excited. And for them, it's about moving forward and turning the page. So really, that's what we decided, and I think it's a great decision. Yeah, time to move on.
Oh, yeah, for both parties.
Yeah.
I think the Patriots should draft a quarterback this draft because next year's draft doesn't look so hot. You're probably going to have your choice of like Drake May or Jaden Daniels, which not a bad consolation prize if you miss out on Caleb Williams. I think Daniels and May are better than Mac Jones. Mm-hmm. It's interesting how a year ago we looked at all these former Alabama quarterbacks, Jalen Hurts, Tua, Mac Jones. There's probably another one in there too. Bryce Young, mm-hmm. as like, man, Alabama's really been churning him out. Jalen Hurts had a down season. Bryce Young did not impress in his rookie season. Mac Jones has already been traded. And Tua, people are still kind of like, can you win with him as your starting quarterback? It's funny how over the course of a year, the narrative has changed on these guys so much. I still think Jalen Hurts is a really good quarterback in the NFL. I think Tua, you can win with him. I don't know if he's a Super Bowl caliber quarterback, but you can definitely win, you know, 10, 11, 12 games with him.
I feel like if Tua was in the NFC, he might have a better shot. But you're hanging around in the AFC with all the big dog quarterbacks over there. That is going to be tough.
Mac Jones, though, I don't think he becomes a legit starter.
He'll be a backup. Again. He'll be an offensive coordinator in the league one day, and he'll get paid lots of money. former Lions offensive lineman. He played tackle. What position does this guy play? Tackle. Matt Nelson has signed with the Giants, but our Matt Nelson remains a free agent.
He does.
Do you need me to speak on your behalf, set up a deal? Who do you want to play for?
I want to play for, I can't even think of a team as a joke. What's like the worst team in the NFL?
The worst team. We'll send you to the Commanders.
Yeah.
There you go.
Perfect.
Send you to DC.
There's Matt Nelson in the NFL. There's Matt Nelson in Major League Baseball. He plays for the Cincinnati Reds. And we've got our own Matt Nelson. The Matt Nelson universe, the MNU, is expanding before our very eyes. There's got to be something we can do to stop this. We must put an end to this.
It needs to be stopped. It really does.
What's going on? A Chiefs fan has been charged with stealing $46,000 worth of equipment from the Miami Dolphins following their wild card game against Kansas City.
What's with Chiefs fans and stealing things?
Hey, little thieves, man.
Chiefsaholic Robin Banks.
My man pulled up. Didn't even try to hide his license plate. Just pulled up in the truck, started throwing stuff in the back of the bed. The police ended up finding this guy. But, yeah, what is up with these Chiefs fans? Shh.
If it doesn't belong to you, leave it alone, Chiefs fans. Yeah, you had Chiefsaholic Robin Banks all across America about a year ago. He got, I think he finally got convicted, and he's, I don't know if he's been sentenced yet, but he got convicted. And then this guy stealing $46,000 worth of equipment. Now, NFL, like helmets and pads and stuff, those are very expensive. Yeah. Like, those aren't cheap. So I wonder if that's stuff that he was swiping. I think he also stole some tablets, too.
Yeah. He's going ham.
Yeah. Like, dude, what are you going to do with this once you've got it? Like,
you can't sell it because everyone's going to be looking out for this merchandise.
Like, I'm sure somebody with the Dolphins is scanning, like, Craigslist and Facebook Marketplace in the Kansas City area to see if all this equipment shows up and then they can pop this guy, but 46K, what are you doing, my dude?
206 is hit us with a bar. More like Kansas City thieves.
Okay, okay.
Ooh, bars.
I like it, 206.
Falcons running back Bijan Robinson still has a perfect NCAA tournament bracket. I wonder how these early games have affected that bracket. But to get out that first day and be clean like that's tough to do. I think I'm at like 75% of the games I've guessed correctly so far. In our group here at Bonneville, I'm like fifth. Like five of us are tied for fifth right now.
So according to this Pro Football Focus Fantasy and Betting, there are only 60 perfect brackets remaining in the country, and Bijan Robinson is one of them.
That's crazy.
What if he wins the national search? Now
he can't take the money though, right? What, the ESPN perfect bracket?
That's true, because it's like betting, it's like gambling.
Give it to me, Bijan.
I'm looking at his bracket. he's got some pretty wild first round upsets in games that have yet to happen. He's also got a couple of teams going far that it's like, I don't know. So he's got Western Kentucky beating Marquette, which now Western Kentucky's only down 5 to Marquette with 10 minutes to go in the second half. So that could happen.
That would mess my whole bracket up.
He's got 10-seeded Colorado winning. He picked NC State and Oakland yesterday.
That's nuts.
Yeah. He has got Grand Canyon University going all the way to the Elite Eight, a 12 seed.
Wow.
They have not played yet. I think they're the last game of the day today. So Bijan Robinson, if you need help with your bracket, that's the guy to hit up.
Bijan Robinson, who you been talking to, Doc? What information do you have? It's crazy.
He got the script.
Good for you, though, man. All right, that was NFL headlines. When we return, it's time for What I Need to Know. Get your questions in now, 866-979-3776. We're going to put a wrap on this thing. That's coming up next on the Bump and Stacey Show.
You're free now. Free to stream beyond your wildest dreams. Free to be everything you imagine, and then some. That's how it feels to have Quantum Fiber. Your world unleashed. Learn more at quantumfiber.com. Limited availability. Service in select locations only.
Swimsuit? Check. Sunscreen? Check. Phone charger? Check. Don't forget to pack the 5-Hour Energy. It fits great in a pocket or carry-on, and the alert feeling will help you arrive ready for anything. Now get 20% off when you use code 5HETRAVEL at 5HourEnergy.com. Expires April 30th. One-time use only. Not valid with other discounts. Remember, visit 5HourEnergy.com and use code 5HETRAVEL to save 20%.
If you own a vehicle with less than 200,000 miles and have an auto warranty about to expire or no warranty coverage at all, listen up. CarShield has a low-cost, month-to-month vehicle protection plan that covers more parts than ever. Visit carshield.com/audio to find out how you could pay almost nothing for covered auto repairs. Drivers who activate this vehicle protection today will also receive free roadside assistance, free towing, and car rental options at no additional cost. Get your free quote today at carshield.com/audio. That's carshield.com/audio.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Bumpin' Stacy.
Powered through the Alaska Airlines Studios.
On Seattle Sports.
Here are your hosts, Michael Bumpus and Stacy Rost.
Curtis, I can't believe I've gone this long without saying that this has been the Dad Podcast.
Wow.
What have we been doing? Let's start the show all over.
It's a Friday. It's almost like you're... It's almost like you want... let's not start the show
over. No, you don't
want
to do that?
No, because it's the last segment on a Friday. We don't need to start anything over.
All right, it is time for What I Need to Know. Get your questions in. 866-979-3776. Here's a good one. Someone in your foursome hits a hole-in-one. Do you order a Long Island tea or a beer? So, Curtis, I don't know if you know. If someone in your group hits a hole-in-one, they are buying drinks for everybody.
Oh.
So, I would go with...
I'll take a beer.
Yeah, I'll probably go with a brewski and a shot of whiskey.
There you go.
Brewski and whiskey. It's the name of my next song, guys. Dropping next week. Brewski and
sound
whiskey.
That sounds like a country album.
It does. I mean, everybody doing country now. Beyonce doing it.
That's true.
I might as well get up in there. Matt, you listen to country music?
I did growing up because I was forced to, but I do not voluntarily anymore.
Okay. What type of music do you listen to?
Only the worst music.
Yeah, I was going to say.
It's just an eclectic mash of terrible choices.
All right, I like that. I like that. What I need to know, if you guys formed a band, what would the name be and what instrument would Matt play? Matt, you're popular, man.
Oh, crap.
Why do they only want to know the instrument that Matt would play?
He seems like
the
musician.
Why don't they
want to
know?
I seem like a musician.
Like if we lined up, no, just looking at, I could guess that you played an instrument.
Okay, yesterday you thought I was going to have 10 kids. Today you think I'm musical. We've worked together long enough that you should know me better than this, Bump.
I don't think you would play an instrument. I think if we just stood there and people guessed, they'd be like, my man is Seattle, and Seattleites play music.
No. See, I think if you looked at Curtis and his beard and his flannel, you'd think like, oh, he's like some annoying grunge guitarist or something.
Yeah, I can see that. They think, Bump's a rapper. I already know. Bump's a rapper.
I would play the kazoo because it's loud and annoying like myself.
Do any of us have any musical like instrument background? I never played an instrument growing up.
I'm forcing my kids to play the piano, though.
There you go.
Yeah.
What's
the name of our band?
I don't think Stacy played. Didn't Stacy play like a bass clarinet or something like that? No. Or, I don't know.
Interesting. She's too small to hold any instrument.
I think she played an instrument, if I'm not mistaken. What's the name of our band? Well, boy, we got to workshop that.
Dad and Uncle. Matt could be the uncle to our kids. Dad and Uncle.
And what genre of music?
Genre, everything, just like Matt described his musical taste. Everything. All right, what I need to know. Here we go. This is a good one. What slang term that the kids use that kind of just drive you crazy? This person says cap, no cap.
Okay. I never quite understood Riz.
Riz.
Yeah.
Yeah, my son had to explain that to me.
Yeah. It's short for charisma, right?
I didn't know that part. He just said it's like when you're just, you know, gaming a girl up.
Yeah.
Or a guy or whoever.
Riz is not one that I have vibed with.
Nah, my only reason why I kind of vibe with it was because one time I was like flirting with my wife in the kitchen and my son goes, Riz. Oh, I go, God. I got that. I got that, son. I got that. What I need to know.
What's yours? Because I imagine your kids are throwing slang around all day.
I would say Riz was one of them. Cap is one of them. I don't know. Those are the two popular ones. Those are the ones I hear the most in my household. And bruh. My son says bruh way too much. Bruh.
It's like, I'm your dad. I'm not your bruh.
I tell him all the time, I'm not your bruh. I'm not your friend. Okay? Deep down inside, I really want to be his friend. But I can't because that is my son. You got to have discipline.
Zach from CBEC says sus.
Sus. Yeah. Sus, baby.
I think Stacy would try to say that she's up to speed on all
she
these.
Would. She was just kicking it with kids today, so maybe she picked up on something.
Yeah.
All right, what I need to know, will the Mariners finish above third place in the West this year? That's you, Curtis. What you think?
I would love to say yes, because that would mean they've overtaken Texas or Houston. Texas hasn't done a ton this offseason to improve, but, I mean, they're so good last year. They won the World Series. How much do you need to improve upon winning a World Series?
Mm-hmm.
And their top prospect, Wyatt Langford, is starting the season up at the big league level, so watch out for him. Houston, maybe they're the team that falls off a little bit. They did sign Josh Hader to a big deal, but outside of that, they don't really have a lot of new faces over last year. I'll be optimistic and say the Mariners finished second place in the American.
Okay. Playoffs. I'll take second.
Yeah?
I'll take it. What I need to know, what is the best way to watch the M's this season? I don't want to pay the Comcast upgrade. It's still on Fubo, ain't it?
Yeah, they're on Fubo.
Yeah.
For sure they're on Fubo. I pay that. It's not as expensive as Comcast. You, if you live out of market, I know T-Mobile offers MLB TV for free. But really? You got to live out of market.
Dang.
Also, I'm not getting on a public platform like this and telling you, like, find some illegal streams. Like,
there are ways.
Yeah, there are ways. Google is your friend.
You know somebody that'll send you a link or something. Get your questions in. Got a couple minutes left. 866-979-3776. What I need to know. We're getting some suggestions for our name of our band. We got Bumpy and the Rost Rodgers.
That's kind of weird.
Okay. All right. let me see what we got. What I need to know, if you can take over a half hour of the show for any segment, sports related or not, and everyone else had to play along with you, what segment are you doing?
a half hour on one segment that everybody else has to agree to.
Yeah.
I think probably as of late, I think all three of us would have some Love Is Blind takes.
Oh, for sure.
To get off our chest.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But personally, maybe some Survivor Game Theory. That's always fresh on my mind. Most recently, though, I just watched that Quiet on the Set documentary about Nickelodeon in the 90s and 2000s. That is a hard watch for a lot of people, and I totally understand why. And like, but it is some very eye-opening stuff about children's television.
Mm. I just talk basketball because people hate basketball out here because the Sonics aren't here. So I would talk basketball, a lot of Lakers, and you guys would have to listen to me. That's what I would do. And I sprinkle in some soccer. I know y'all be hating on soccer sometimes too, but that's it. All right, man. It is, it's been real. It's been a fun week. The Dad Podcast, we shut it down today. Myself, Michael Bumpus, Curtis Rogers. We also have our guy, Matt Nelson, a.k.a. our kid's uncle on the ones and twos over there. It's been great, man. It's been good work. With you,
it's Curtis. Been a lot of fun, Mariners baseball coming up in a little bit. Bump your Cougs tomorrow.
Let's go, baby.
My Cats tomorrow.
Go Cougs, get her done. All you haters out there, keep on hating because I'm gonna enjoy this one win because we don't know when we'll get another one. You guys don't go anywhere, man. You got the Mariners pregame show coming up next. Stay tuned.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.